Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with Intuitive Spiritual Life Coach Ulrika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Ulrika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach, and I'm so glad you took the time to tune into this show today. It's easy in these unprecedented times to not be present in the now. Maybe you're telling yourself, oh, I gotta stay busy. I feel so overwhelmed, but I gotta stay busy and do something all the time. And let's just try to distract myself to stay busy. Do you recognize this pattern in yourself right now? That feeling of, oh, there's so much uncertainty, so I just gotta have to stay busy and keep going. And you may be overloaded with work meetings and things that needs to be done for your family. And it may feel that like everything is stacked on top of each other right now. In the midst of this busyness, you know that there is no time for you. If you have that feeling that there's no time for you and you have to stay busy, this episode, the show today is for you. Because if you feel you're distracting yourself away from your real feelings about what's going on in your life, that is very understandable because it is a lot going on right now that calls for our attention. But distraction is not the answer. Today, I'm going to talk about something that's more important now more than ever before. And that is self-care. Right now, so many women are down prioritizing taking care of themselves. And if you know me, I'm not talking about the lost manicures and the pedicures that didn't get done or the day at the spa that you had to cancel. No, I'm talking about your inner self-care. I feel that this topic at this time is so important, the topic of self-care, that I decided to give this episode, this show today, the title, Self-Care, the Top Priority Meeting That You Can't Miss. And in this show, I'll give you a simple but powerful practice that you can begin and do today to enhance your inner self-care and to meet with yourself in as little as 10 minutes a day and make it into that top priority meeting that you cannot miss. Yes, I'd like to invite you to a mindset shift when it comes to what you need right now. And it's not distraction. No, not at all. It's self-care. I'd like to invite you to make an inner self-care top priority right now. Yes, top priority. Even put it above any other top priority meeting you may have at work or with your family. I invite you to treat self-care as a top priority meeting on your calendar. Yes, it needs to go in your calendar that you cannot miss. So, how has your week been so far? Have you given yourself a break at some point during your day? That type of break where you can be creative or be in stillness to reflect and catch up with you. So if this hasn't happened yet this week, ask yourself, why not? And I get it. It's a very different situation right now. I feel it too. It is very different. And when so much is uncertain, but if you look at it this way, when something is uncertain, that's when things are up in the air, literally, that's when the opportunity is there for you to grab and start something new. And in this case, you may want to start a new habit, a new routine for yourself. Maybe you feel too busy, because that's, I hear from a lot of people that I really, right now, I'm not going to start anything new because I feel so busy. I feel so distracted. I feel that nothing, it's everything is up in the air. And that's no wonder, given everything that's going on in the world right now with a mandatory quarantine for many of us. But if you are not balancing your own time, your inner self-care, with your time spent on tending to others, including family and your workplace and so on, today is the day that I invite you to change that. Why? Because we are asked to bring something new to the table right now. We're all asked to step out of our routine and ourselves and create something new in the way we're living our lives. We can't do that if we stay distracted at the surface level. We need to dive deeper into what matters to us, and we need to start asking ourselves questions. We need to start asking ourselves deep questions. So that is many times what many of us are avoiding at this time, with distracting ourselves, keeping ourselves busy, watching as many movies on Netflix as possible, etc. But here's the thing. Self-care, where you turn to your inner self-care, is the key to connect and stay connected with yourself so that you can flow into any changes with ease. How does that sound? Does that make sense to you? Self-care is the grounded way to evolve and grow in these times. You evolve and grow step by step. You evolve and grow for the long haul. And that is the only way to really grab that opportunity that is in the air right now, the opportunity of a possibility to change a habit, a routine for yourself. So personally, I try to grant myself at least 40 minutes to an hour a day, just for me, my inner self-care. And it's essential to my emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. I crave it every day. And I've noticed the past few weeks here, I crave it even more. So I have given myself an extended time, especially in the morning, for this inner self-care. But for me, it hasn't always been like that, because I used to be someone that kept distracting myself to the fullest. I kept myself very, very busy. Looking back now, I kept myself so busy that I didn't have to do the inner self-care. And self-care is a buzzword, by the way, that may introduce some anxiety for you, just thinking about it. And for many people, it is that way, that it feels like, nah, self-care, what is that? And often it's associated with doing something for yourself. The good news here is when you allow yourself to regularly spend time on inner self-care, you don't have to have something specific planned to do. You just have to be. And that's a very new feeling for many, because so many people don't know how to be. And that's where this urge to distract yourself with all kinds of things comes from. We don't know how to just be without doing anything. Just be with ourselves and feel. And instead, I don't know what you do when you distract yourself, but I tend to spend way too much time on my phone, for example, scrolling through various apps and news and everything, especially right now. And I catch myself when I do that and say, no, this is not, now I'm on the surface again. I'm not asking myself those important, deep questions. Because staying busy is really preventing us from being. And let's come back to this thought of not having something to do. For me, that was a great relief and realization, because I had have always had something I could do, always. If you look at both at work or at home, there's always something to do, always. But when I realized that this self-care, this inner self-care, did not have to involve something that I need to do, that was such a relief. So let's talk a little bit more about this non-doing time, this inner self-care that's so important, especially now. Because the non-doing, I call it the non-doing, is really the beauty of self-care. It's your you time. And it's the feeling that you have that space in your day when you're listening only to yourself. You're listening. You're not doing anything. You're listening, sinking into your own being to catch a full breath finally. So let's do some inner self-care right now. Let's just take this a full deep breath right here. So let's just stop what you're doing. If you're doing something while you're listening to this, just stop what you're doing. Feel your body and notice the room that you're in. And let's take a full deep breath right here. Let's inhale through the nose and hold the breath at the very top of your lungs and just hold it there for a moment and then just release it through the mouth. How did that feel? You just did some inner self-care. Isn't that awesome? So hear me out. I have a couple of tips for you for this inner self-care practice today. First, self-care comes with many definitions, and it's easy to look at what others are doing when it comes to self-care. And this inner self-care, it's quite the opposite, because it's to turn inwards and ask yourself and feel whatever you feel that you need. And it's exactly what you should do during your sacred self-care time. It's to ask yourself in the moment, after a breath like we just took, what do I need? Because make sure that during your self-care time, you get to decide what caring for you looks like. Because the last thing I'd like you to do is to look at everyone else, what they're doing. And the trick here is, as I said, ask yourself, what do I need? And sometimes the need is just to sit down, take a deep breath, and look out the window. Or take that deep breath, feel your body, and closing your eyes and feeling your body. Sometimes that is all I need. What do you need for your inner self-care? Whether you work all day and come home tired, or right now you may be working from home, trying to juggle everything at the same time, or you tend to your kids all day, you need this time to yourself, your self-care, your inner self-care badly. So if you feel you don't have 40 minutes for self-care on a daily basis, make it 15 or even 10 minutes per day. Just start today, because you will notice the difference from day one. So take a moment right here to call in what you need for yourself as part of your inner self-care, that inner stillness that is so important right now to call on. Your life will change the day you make the priority to define what self-care means to you, that inner self-care. And when you do, there will be a pause for you, available for you every day. And that feeling of stepping back, not having to do anything, time to breathe and time to create. right? It's not the amount of time that matters, I've found too. It's the shift within to prioritize your needs and not miss this essential soul meeting with yourself. That's why this is going to have to go on your calendar as the top priority meeting every day with yourself. Because when you regularly take time to yourself, you'll start to embody your true desires. Your sacred self-care time grows into something you crave. Certainly has done that for me. I crave my inner self-care every morning, and it will become part of your essentials. And when it becomes part of your essentials, you're changing your life for the better. Now things really can happen because you have created this space of creativity for yourself. So let me share with you how I experience my inner self-care time. Most of the time, I spend my me time, and now it's really hitting an hour or so or more, actually, at this particular time in our lifetime. And I, first thing in the morning, I spend at least 15, 20 minutes in meditation. And it's that space for me where there is nothing on the agenda. There's nothing I need to do. I just need to sit and tune into myself and my higher self and the universe. I spend time after meditation by journaling. And sometimes there's a certain question coming up and I'm journaling about that, or I journal about my feelings, how I feel in the moment. I also spend time often to do energy work. And with energy work for myself, it's based on how to balance my own energy so that I can start off my day on the right foot. Or I do some gentle yoga. And I have my little routine and I have flexibility in that routine. It does not feel like it's something I have to do. I crave it. I crave it. And that's the time when my true self is speaking and I can easily connect with my inner knowing during this sacred time to myself, this top priority meeting that I'm not going to move. It is on my calendar. My family knows about this. They know that I'm having this inner self-care priority meeting for myself and they respect it. So why is this connection with my inner self, my intuition and guides so important? You may ask yourself that. And it's that time to connect with yourself. Because in this time now, we need to call on our creativity. And when we have this inner self-care time to ourselves, that next idea may come forward. And that next shift for yourself may emerge in as an idea. And that's the time when your new intentions are crafted and set, maybe. Because in this inner self-care time, creativity is at an all-time high. And why is that? Because when you, if you think about it, when we distract ourselves with various to-do and things we need to stay busy with, this time is quite the opposite. The inner sacred time, there are no distractions, no kids demanding attention, no work emails coming into your inbox, nothing require action really, just your true self that is speaking to you. So does this sound like something you crave, you may want to crave and experience as well? This is where it all starts if you want to embody your desires and goals ultimately. For so many years, I pushed through every day with no time set aside for myself, my inner self-care. There was just no stopping at all. I was exhausted, feeling like there was no space in my day, one thing to another all the time. I didn't feel anything anymore. because the next day was going to be another day without space, no rest or no room for error. If you feel that you are in the rat race, however, that rat race is expressed itself for you in your life, I give you permission to step aside today. I have a very simple journaling practice that I'd like to share with you because it's such a powerful practice. And if you feel you just have to step aside, do something different to your routine that you have currently today, I recommend to take at least 10 minutes just with yourself. And even if you have your family around you today and you feel like it's a 24/7 commitment, there is, I'll tell you, there is space for you in that feeling if you allow yourself to. It starts with you to decide to take those 10 minutes to just yourself today. And what I recommend is to just sit still and take in the room that you're in, maybe even meditating or start to write, free write in a journal or on a blank piece of paper, just how you're feeling. And it may feel very different to not have anything to do, but just try it and let it flow. Start writing down some words that describe how you feel. It may not be any positive words, and that's fine. Just writing down how you feel right now in this moment is very freeing. So do that. Just write down what comes out. Tomorrow, for 10 minutes, do the same thing. Set a timer and just take those 10 minutes to yourself, with yourself, noticing the space. Reflect on your day so far. Look out the window. Notice how you feel. Don't feel tempted to answer that email that came into your inbox or pay attention to that laundry beep that you just heard, maybe. Because embodiment of your desires can take many forms, but it always includes time for reflection with yourself and only yourself. And have you thought about that? So many people don't really reflect. They just go about their day, going through the motions and on to the next day. If you're not yet the meditator, I've created a Kickstart meditation series for you, and that I feel is so important. And it helps you to bring out that courage and sense of connection with yourself to take action, to actually make that decision. I'm going to take my 10 minutes for today for myself. And that meditation series might be the reason for it. You tell your spouse or your family, I have started this new meditation program. It's 15 minutes long and I'm going to do it. And please don't disturb me. So I'll leave a link in the show notes for you to that program. And maybe that's the kickstart for you. Now, I'd like to share with you, I love this quote by Confucius, who said some centuries ago, here's the quote, "You have to stay calm. If you stay calm, your mind will stay calm. If your mind stays calm, you will stay in peace. And if you stay in peace, you can think and make progress finally," end quote. That's so beautiful and so true. Because this is what inner self-care is offering you. It is peace within yourself. If only for a moment, only for those 10 minutes, you deserve it. Yes, you do. Because your body is your vehicle. You link to the external world, your expression, and you can't ignore it. When you express your true desires, you are in your element. You're almost one with the environment. And this is what happens when you turn inwards, that inner self-care. You start to express what you want. Everything is an opportunity in this space. if you allow it to come down from the surface, scratching your surface with all the busyness and distraction. And when you start asking yourself those deeper questions, that's when you start to really embody what you want. So it is so important to find something in your inner self-care practice that just flows, and not having that feeling of I have to do something, rather than I'm just going to be now for 10 minutes or however long you're practicing this inner self-care for. But I would say that find something that's just right for you. So what is it in your life that just flows right now? Ask yourself that. What is it that in your life that just flows right now? Because there is something, even in these times, there is something that is just flowing. And if you don't know, or if it doesn't come to you right now, go back to the time when you were in your early teens, maybe 10 or 11 years old. What did you like doing then? There's a clue in there for you. So what was it about you at that time, back then, that you did so easily? It just flowed. It just came to you. Everyone has this thing that they were so absorbed by, or it just flowed naturally. You know what that is. What from the past, in this flowing feeling, could you bring back to your life today that reminds you of success with ease, or that feeling of connection with yourself? So these are type of questions, the deep questions that you may not have asked yourself in a while. This is inner self-care, to ask yourself those deeper questions, to awaken to your creativity again. Because when you tend to your inner self-care, in your inner self, this is the top priority meeting that you can't miss, and start putting it on your calendar today. Get creative for you, and only for you, if it's only 10 minutes a day. What we've been talking about in this show today is the key to the next phase of your life and development and self-growth. And that is self-care. So if you haven't had self-care, your inner self-care, as a top priority on your calendar up until now, today is the day that you may be penciled that into your calendar. Because self-care is as important as caring for others. And connecting with what matters to you and what makes you feel good, your creative inspiration, what lifts you up, is how you start a self-care practice. This is how you grow and evolve. And it's in the times of stillness and reflection. That is the ultimate inner self-care. Start today. Thank you for listening. Now, I want you to go right to your calendar and look for a time on a daily basis and put it in, even if it's just 10 minutes, and label it me time. Let me know in our private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, that you indeed marked your calendar for this. And I'll be checking in on you on this particular thing. We're all in this together. Big hugs to you for tuning into the show today and turning your energy towards yourself now. This is key at this time in our lives. And if you want support in shaping your self-care time, your inner self-care time, go to my website, find me there on newlightliving.com, and contact me. Trust the process. Do the work.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.